I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 8th. The Quincy City Council Ordinance Committee has unanimously approved two new ordinances dealing with the salaries of the mayor and city councilors. Officials last night approved the measures that set the policy for adjusting the salaries in the future. The ordinances provide for annual adjustments based on the Consumer Price Index of our region beginning in 2031 for city councilors and 2033 for the mayor. Officials removed provisions that would have required a salary review committee and also removed a provision that would have required a public hearing before salaries are adjusted. The council had previously agreed that the mayor's annual salary will be $285,000 beginning in 2028. And the councilors' annual salaries would be $47,500 beginning next year. The ordinances still need to be approved by the full city council. Well, we now know the details of the second concert at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy this summer. John Fogerty, former frontman for Creedence Clearwater Revival, will bring his celebration tour to the stadium on Sunday, August 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Fogerty will perform with his two sons and their band, Hardy Har. Fogerty's show will come the day after Darius Rucker performs at the stadium. The concerts are part of the Quincy 400 celebration this year. Pre-sale tickets for Quincy residents begin today at 10 a.m. and run through Friday at 10 a.m. Just go to quincy400.com. After that, tickets are available to the general public. Tickets for the Darius Rucker concert are already sold out. The Quincy Lions Club's annual Evening for Sights Gala will be held tonight from 6 to 9 at the Terrell Room. The annual event raises funds for the Lions Club's many charitable causes and scholarships, along with vision screening. This year, the club expects to raise $50,000. The highlight of the evening will be the presentation of the Lions Club's Francis X. McCauley Community Service Award to Quincy native retired General Joseph Dunford. The award's given each year in honor of the late four-term Quincy mayor, who was a longtime Quincy Lion. Dunford was the 36th Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps and 19th Chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's currently chairman of the Adams Presidential Center in Quincy and of the Semper Fi and America's Fund. Three people were arrested early yesterday morning for allegedly stealing hundreds of pieces of mail in Milton. The three individuals, who police did not name, are charged with breaking and entering into a depository, receiving stolen, possession of burglarious instruments, and multiple motor vehicle violations. According to authorities, one suspect was taken into custody without incident, while two others attempted to flee in a vehicle but were quickly apprehended. Police say both suspects ran away on foot, were eventually apprehended by Milton police and a state police canine. About 300 pieces of stolen mail, as well as stolen U.S. Postal Service property, was recovered during the arrest. All three suspects will be arraigned in Quincy District Courts. Jury selection in the retrial of Karen Reed enters its second week yesterday, with six jurors still needed before opening statements can begin. No new jurors were selected yesterday as the impanelment process came to a screeching halt. Out of the 45 jury candidates questioned in Dedham's Norfolk Superior Court yesterday, all but four said that they had seen, heard, or talked about the case. 30 indicated that they've already formed an opinion. The court seeks to seat 16 jurors, 12 of whom will deliberate, four alternates. Jury selection will continue today. Last week, five men and five women were chosen for the jury. A controversial proposal in Massachusetts is sparking debate over the balance between public safety and First Amendment rights. Lawmakers are considering a bill that would create a 25-foot buffer zone when filming police or first responders. The bill's sponsors include one Democrat and one Republican, so there is support from both sides of the aisle. But some have concerns about First Amendment rights. Law enforcement leaders on Beacon Hill are pushing new legislation that would require anyone filming first responders to stay at least 25 feet away after getting a verbal warning. The bill would impose fines of up to $1,000 and potential jail time for people who don't comply or interfere with police officers, firefighters, or EMTs while they're working. The proposal mirrors a Florida law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis last year. Critics argue the recent increase in people filming their interactions with police has helped expose misconduct. The two lawmakers behind the bill, called the HALO Act, both served on their local police departments. They say they need this tool to keep first responders safe. Former Yarmouth Police Sergeant Republican Representative Stephen Exaros and former Milton Police Chief Democratic Representative Richard Wells are co-sponsoring that bill. Mike Keneally, a former private equity manager who spent 4 years as state housing and economic development secretary under Governor Baker, has declared his candidacy for Massachusetts governor and said the state is, quote, heading in the wrong direction. Jumping into the ring against Governor Mara Healey, who plans to seek re-election in 2026, Keneally released a launch video yesterday. He pointed to rising expenses, education, the emergency family shelter crisis, and out-migration as key areas where the Bay State is struggling. Although the press release announcing Keneally's campaign launch made no mention of his party affiliation, a spokesperson confirmed he is running as a Republican. House Democrats will be seeking a vote this week on a roughly $1.3 billion spending plan that would inject hundreds of millions of dollars into the MBTA. As the agency wrestles with a major budget gap, the House yesterday teed up its redraft of Governor Healey's proposal to spend down about $1.3 billion in available surtax revenue, moving to clear that measure from the to-do pile in the week before House Democrats unveiled their annual budget bill. Money from the voter-approved levy on wealthy households can only be used for education and transportation. The House bill, marked for a House vote tomorrow, calls for directing most of the available surtax pot, about $828 million, toward the transportation sector and $350 million toward education. Now, the Quincy Public Schools Spring Choral Concert will be held this evening. Concert will be held tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Lloyd Hill Auditorium at Quincy High School, featuring the Quincy High School Junior Choir, the North Quincy High School Junior Choir, the Quincy High Concerts Choir, the North Quincy High Concert Choir, and the Quincy North Quincy Select Choir. Again, the concert is this evening from 6 to 7 p.m. at Quincy High School. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 349. The NASDAQ rose 15. The S&P fell 11. Asian shares and U.S. futures advanced, led by gains in Tokyo, where the Nikkei shot up 6% as markets calmed somewhat after the shocks from President Trump's tariff hikes. The dollar fell. The euro is down. And oil is down to $64 a barrel. In sports, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox at Fenway 6-2 last night. They'll play again tonight at 6:45 p.m. The Bruins are in New Jersey at 7. The Celtics are in New York against the Knicks at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, morning clouds and drizzle, then some afternoon sun, but the wind is going to ramp up today. There is a high wind warning in effect, with temperatures only in the low 40s. Clear and cold tonight. Temperatures dip into the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, high 47. Thursday, cloudy and mild, high of 54. And some showers Friday with a high 50 degrees. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. The winds northwest, 5 to 10 knots, will become westerly and increase 15 to 20 with gusts to 40 miles per hour. Later today. High tide 9:03 a.m. Sunrise 6:14, sets at 7:17. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Tuesday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 8th.